It's time for the Gatorade Between the Lines post-game report from Charlotte, North Carolina, where your Vikings are 3-0 after a 22-10 victory over the defending NFC champion, Carolina Panthers. How did they do it? Lots and lots of defense. The Vikings held the high-scoring Panthers scoreless through the final three quarters. 22 unanswered points for your Minnesota Vikings. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, called the game. You saw a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, the sacks will be the A topic. You know, the Vikings went on an offensive drive to begin the second half that I really think turned this thing the way of the Vikings, and they closed it with a touchdown. And that kind of deflated Bank of America Stadium. The Panthers had won 14 consecutive here. Not anymore. And it's not like Wobby and I aren't super excited after this win, because we are. But our expectations are so high for this Minnesota Vikings team. Quite honestly, and those who listen to my radio show heard me say it all week at KFAN, I'm not surprised the Vikings came here and won the game. And I'm not surprised in his second time going against a Mike Zimmer orchestrated defense, Cam Newton had a bad game. He had a bad one in 2014. The Panthers left TCF Bank Stadium that day complaining about how cold it was. But if you did a deep dive on the game, you could see Newton wanted nothing to do with what he was looking at with Zimmer's defense. That was exactly the case today. He got sacked 8 times, 3 by Everson Griffin. My heavens.
Everybody got in on the quarterback pressure party. The Vikings defense all over Cam Newton all day. Now, Cam started hot, 8 of 8. But after that hot start, 12 of 26 the rest of the game with 3 interceptions. Boy, after what Mike Zimmer and this defense did to Aaron Rodgers in week 2, they do this to Cam Newton in week 3. We knew we had something special with Coach Zimmer, but it was kind of punctuated here today.
And you know, the Vikings get an extra day up to the next game, Monday Night Football at US Bank Stadium against the Giants, and that's good. I mean, seriously, the resiliency of this Mike Zimmer-led team, I've called their games for 15 years, and what's developing right now is something, quite honestly, I have never seen in my life working with the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, you're in a week where you've lost Matt Khalil for the season, Adrian Peterson most likely for the season, Sharif Floyd for what feels like half the season. During this game, you lose left guard Alex Boone in the first half. Jeremiah Searles comes in and replaces him. And you're going against a team that went to the Super Bowl last year with the 2015 MVP, and they never lose here. They're scoring 33 points a game this season. They finished with 10. There's something that's special. There's something very special transpiring here. Hopefully you're enjoying it.
For Sam Bradford, we flipped the script, go to the Vikings offense. 18 of 28, 170 yards. He had a touchdown pass, a very nice one, to Kyle Rudolph. Yeah. Adam Thielen with a great one-handed catch, a 19-yard gain down to the 19 down here, which was
so nice.
Key, setting up an important field goal. Yeah. Sam Bradford, though, didn't turn the ball over.
Wow.
The Vikings are plus 8 in turnover margin this year.
Wobby, we've gone 3 games without a turnover.
Yeah.
We have not turned the ball over in 3 games. I mean, my God, they were bludgeoning Cam Newton so badly today. Tom Johnson, the defensive tackle, got an interception. Now, the Vikings are plus 8 in the take give, the second most important stat in all of football behind the final score. Vikings into the game were giving up 15 points a game. They finished today giving up 10. It's all good. It's all good with Eli Manning, Odell Beckham Jr., and that nice Ben McAdoo team coming to town. It's all good, man. Undefeated. That's so freaking good. I'm so impressed with this team through 3 games.
It's a lot of fun, and we'd be remiss if we did not give a shout-out to Rochester's own Marcus Sherrills.
Yeah. He had a punt return touchdown, 4th of his career, so he extends his record for punt return touchdowns. I think we'd be remiss, and it's below the surface, and, hey, did it completely change the game? No. But Cordarrelle Patterson has been through a lot in his career here at Minnesota. In his rookie season, he was red hot at the end. Couldn't find him with a searchlight the 2 seasons after that. He's now playing gunner on the punt coverage team, and he was so good today at what he does. I was so happy for Cordarrelle. It just was a complete team win. They've overcome adversity, which is injury-related during the week. Bradford finally found his stride. No Adrian Peterson, McKinnon and Asiata doing well. Norv with an unbelievably good screen call to Red Ellison at a very key point of the game. It just all meshed together beautifully, undefeated.
I'm looking around to see what the Giants did today with the Redskins. Redskins, yeah. but it might be a pair of undefeated teams on Monday Night Football next week if the Giants did indeed win that game. Either way, the Giants off to a really good start, too. So that's what's up next for the Vikings, a Monday Night Football game. So an extra day of rest, as Paul alluded to earlier. We looked everywhere here in North Carolina. Even went to South Carolina
on Saturday
last night, and we cannot find it.
Nope.
We cannot find the Vikings' first loss anywhere.
And we've been looking for it for quite some time, and we went to the depths of Charlotte and even got here early looking for the Vikings' first loss. We looked for it in Nashville. We've looked for it in Minneapolis. We can't find it. So hopefully we don't find it next week because this feels pretty good.
22-10, your Vikings are victories. Another victory high five for yours truly and
we
voice of the Vikings,
We high-five so much
Paul
after
Allen.
Vikings games, my hands hurt.
Yeah.
Look, my hand with my fat fingers is red.
We can start wearing gloves.
Gee, we might as well.
We might have to start doing that.
So might have to. Might be a good idea, Wobby.
On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Mike Wobshaw. That's a wrap for the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Your Vikings are victorious, and they're 3-1. Have a good week, everyone.